Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
You are listening to Talks Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. Talks Machina airs live at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific, and it's also uploaded to youtube.com/Critical Role on Thursday mornings. If you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Without further ado, here's this week's episode of Talks Machina.
Talking to Joel Osteen. Are we on the internet?
This is episode 69, and I was expecting smut, not tears.
She has a great point. I am disappointed. We have a lot. You got some splaining to do.
Both of you.
I wanted don't look at me. Filth.
I was ready to filth. Give you your smut, Danny. I was committed.
I bet you were not. You teased me too much with that. I'm mad.
Tumblr was so boring this weekend. It was just sad. I didn't want to be sad. I wanted to look at nasty
69.
Shit. No. Instead, I decided to dress up proportionately to episode 69, including these awesome shoes. We'll get a better shot of them later.
No.
Tonight, the Mighty Nine enter the tomb's final dungeon, battle a terrifying, unkillable monster, and lose their barbarian to the dark side, aka the National Broadcasting Corporation. We'll break it all down with my guests, Travis Willingham and Matthew Mercer. All that and more tonight on Talks Machina. How much of a delay are we on? It's not that thick?
No, pretty thick.
You've seen it? It's not that thick?
No. Oh.
Okay. Hey, a couple of announcements
never
before
seen
we...
Matt more frightened.
Talking about shirts, guys.
Just talking about shirts? Yeah, just talking about shirts. I mean, no reason to make it dirty this early in the show.
Like we were talking about.
San Diego Comic-Con is an event that happens every year in a city just 2 hours south of here. It's next week. Yes. As you know.
Yes.
Two things excite me about Comic-Con every year. Number one is Conan-Con, where he does a week of live shows at Comic-Con, and they're all good, because mm-hmm. Conan is still the GOAT. Mm-hmm. Number two, Critical Role panel, Saturday, July 20th at 4 p.m. in room, get your notepads out, room 6BCF, which are also Travis's measurements. Fuck, did I use that joke 2 weeks ago?
I think you might have.
We've been off too long, my friends.
Not on your game.
I'm working on it. The shoes help. If you miss our panel, have no fear. We are going to broadcast the living piss out of it in place of Talks Machina on Tuesday, July 23rd. I mean, we're going to press play, and then we're going to go get some margaritas.
What say is that I'm going to go get a drink.
Yep. Zach, margaritas, buddy? Enthusiasm level 2.
I got like a 3.5.
2. Are you more of like a lemon drop type guy?
Appletinis.
Chocolate martinis also. Yeah.
Interestingly, Matt Mercer and I usually have the same taste in booze. Every single time Matt has ever recommended a drink for me, I have absolutely loved it. Every single time.
Well then, we have to talk and see if I can find a way to.
Oh, Danny, I didn't know you had a thing for 200-year-old scotches and RC Cola.
I was going to say, do the drink recommendations have alcohol in them? Because that's pretty win-win. Unless it's, you know, Jolt Cola and Goldschlager.
Oh, my God.
Do they even sell
One
Jolt Cola
time.
Anymore?
They do.
Oh.
Dude, Goldschlager taking me back.
My fourth grader self coveted Jolt Cola, okay? I had approximately one of those before I turned 21. That's how rare they were.
Dude, that shit, They'll give you the
diabetes. You can trade for anything. You could trade for anything in the schoolyard with a giant cola. Warheads.
I think they don't have it that much. Warheads. It's not around that much anymore because of Adderall. Now the kids just snort Adderall off each other's heads.
Simpler days, Brian. Simpler days.
If you missed it, oh boy, today's episode of Travis Willingham's Yeehaw Game Ranch is available right now for our Twitch channel subscribers. If you're not a subscriber, it's this one. Right, Zach? The button is right here. Is it that one?
Yeah. God, you have see really that, Travis? Long fingers.
Yeah. See that, buddy?
What are you pointing at?
Why are the witch's fingers?
The floral design. I'm trying to get you to appreciate art. It's going to be on YouTube this Thursday. As a quick reminder, we're also taking a few weeks off from Game Ranch, and we'll return on Tuesday, August 6th. We have to clean up a lot of blood. It's going to take us some time.
I don't even know what happens in the show.
I don't either.
Nobody tells me anything.
Also, our Pride shirt is available now in our UK shop.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. I always forget. We got a shop across the pond.
The emphasis on shop I particularly liked.
Yeah. We're donating all the proceeds from that shirt sale in the month of July to our friends at Outright International. Can I tell them how much we've raised so far?
I think we'll
I heard today.
I know.
I want to tell people.
It's awesome.
I
know. Save it.
It's a lot of money, you guys. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's the Don't Forget to Love Each Other one with all of the dice. And man. Pick up yours at shop.critroll.co.uk. Ed, could we get more dots in there?
Yes.
Could we find a way to do it again?
Is that your Ed?
It scared me. I thought it was him.
I didn't say anything.
It sounded exactly like
him. The trinket? Say you trinket.
Trinket.
Oh, Trinket.
Trinket's too nice to be Ed. Look at this sleepy boy.
Forever ready to pounce.
That's a sleepy
forever pouncing Trinket.
All right, well, let us discuss the disappointing yet intriguing episode 69 of Critical Role, The King's Cage.
Well played.
Well Maxwell played. James, ladies and gentlemen, Maxwell James.
No more vacations for you people.
No more vacations. Mm-hmm. What? The first question is for me, and that's how I think we should start the show from now on. It's from Elizabeth Garcia, OG fan of mine.
Yep.
I'm guessing.
Go.
What happened to the fun, sexy episode 69 we're all looking forward to? Now look.
Excellent question.
I know that despite the jokes we make, the show is not scripted. And I know that Ashley had to leave, you know, after this episode. Things were gonna be, you know, whatever. But can't, you know, around the corner, not, you know, what you see is some unkillable monster, but just maybe for a couple of minutes around the corner, you start to hear moaning and you smell, you know, sweat like an ogre and maybe like, the smell of like a half-elf and a light starts to beam out of one of the genital areas of the
like
creatures.
And
just let them have a moment of respite to observe and give to us in great detail what's happening. There was time.
What you're saying is like a narratively poignant side chamber, like the early God of War games,
yes.
Where for no reason there's just a hot tub mm-hmm. in the middle of a dungeon.
Or a row of like glory holes, yeah.
Glory holes.
I mean, I don't want
they
to tell you
those.
How to
it's
make
in the Tal'Dorei guide.
I'm just saying what people were expecting.
Well, input taken for
No.
Look. Don't do anything you're going to regret.
I'm telling you what I read from my in-depth analysis of social media that I never do.
No, mm-hmm. That's great. Mm-hmm. You know, mimics come in all shapes and sizes.
Fucking oh boy,
no.
Here
Look,
we go.
I'm not.
I don't like this conversation.
All right, well let's change
what,
it.
Glory hole mimic?
I don't like it. Please no.
That never
please
ends,
no
right.
more.
Oof.
Oh no.
Oof.
Anyway, continue.
Let's
please.
Change it
I'm
by
concerned.
Asking Matt this question from Hunter Stevens.
Yes.
I like it when people give us their first and last names because then I can go online because I want to know who's asking these questions because I like the questions. Was the DC for Yasha saving from Oban's charm something she would have been able to beat? If so, did you have a plan to help her have an out at the end of the episode? I didn't want to rip the shirt. Or would you have left it up to Ashley in a roleplay moment?
No, there was a chance for her to beat the DC for it. I had kind of multiple exit strategies based on how it went. One that would have been kind of akin to Yasha's previous exits, where she kind of had to go off and figure some things out. There would have been elements I'm not going to go into that would have revealed other aspects of her backstory, and it would have led to some sort of a personal pilgrimage, and she would have had to, you know, go off on her own regardless. So I had different avenues to get her out of the story, because I knew I had to. She was going to New York. And it just didn't make the check, unfortunately.
Yeah. What, you look suspicious, Travis. Or either that, or you're super fucking high.
I just had crazy blaze.
Somebody call me.
I'm so high. No, I'm just listening. I'm listening and absorbing.
Yeah, but he's got that shit-eating eye.
Shit-eating eye.
Yeah, he's got that shit-eating eye.
Well,
Travis.
He's a lot of eyes, so that makes
he
sense.
He does. Oh. You know what? I'll tell you guys this. I'll give you a little behind the scenes. So Ashley got home from this game, and I said, "How do you feel?" And she said, "I loved the way it went, but I'm super bummed that like I have to go." Obviously, she's like, "But I love the way the game went." She was worried that people were gonna be hard on you online. She was like, "I feel like they're gonna be mad at Matt," and I was like, "It's okay.
He will be, and that's fine."
Yeah.
Most of the time, it's just out of passion. Mm-hmm. Occasionally, it's because they're just being dicks, in which case, I can take it. It's fine.
I mean, those people can go snort cyanide anyway.
What? Yeah, it's fine. There's always opinions.
Yeah. Hey, Chazen Smith has an opinion. What a cool name.
Chazen? That's a cool name.
Chazen Smith. This is one of Will Smith's other kids. Travis, was summoning the demon a last-ditch effort by Ford? He seemed hesitant to do it. Did this have to do with his newfound connection to the Wild Mother?
Chazen, no, that wasn't last ditch at all. That was the first of two spell slots, so it was a calculated effort to try and, I don't know, grapple or restrain or bring down or prevent Oban from finishing
just like
that
the
damn
scotch that he ruined.
Tablet. But I didn't calculate for the fact that even if I summoned him in the middle of the air, that as he passed said demon, he'd have to grab him successfully. I fucking didn't think of that part. But yeah, no, it wasn't a last-ditch thing at all. I think he still considers it something that's in his wheelhouse until it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. Matt?
Yes?
Bad skills.
Bad skills?
Was what the laughing got? Hand, a.k.a. Giggle Fist, which was
Giggle Fist.
Travis's previous PSN name.
Giggle Fist.
He had to change it when it got leaked.
I know you're dressing up as for Halloween.
Wait, give me the close-up on Travis, Zach.
No.
And then take the question away for a sec, and then give me that Giggle Fist impression one more time to that camera, please, to Greg. You know which Greg. There you go, Arsqueef. You know,
I'm just feeding him
he
now.
He gets up at 4 in the morning. We have
giving
to, and
a gift he that requires
does,
sound?
But he does a public service.
He'll find a way to do
He'll
it.
He'll find a way to make
add
some.
Add your own sound to make it better.
Yeah, Matt, was the Laughing Hand, a.k.a. Giggle Fist, intended to be an unwinnable encounter?
It wasn't designed to be an unwinnable encounter. It was designed to be an extremely hard encounter.
A run your ass encounter.
Yeah, it was designed to be something where there was probably a 60-40 chance they'd have to run, maybe even a little higher, but a chance of winning, whatever that may have meant. It wasn't designed to be an entirely unwinnable encounter, just very stacked against them, especially if Yasha turned. Because then they lose an ally, and the enemy gains one. So it went in that direction, and I was like, oh, they're probably gonna have to run, or hopefully they'll run from this.
Bad. It was real bad.
It was rough, but like, once again, sometimes if your tactics switch to self-preservation, you can pull off some crazy shit, and you guys managed to like squeak by like multiple times.
Yeah, we did. We really
like,
did.
Fuck.
It took us a while to figure out that hurting it made it worse. Well, certain types of damage made it worse. I don't know if like burning it or freezing it or force damage would have opened additional laughing fucking mouths, but certainly hacking into it did.
Things that seemed to slice the flesh or pierce it did manage to create additional mouths.
I don't like that phrase.
Slice the flesh?
I don't like it. Please no.
Mind and
I got a little
Mercer.
Bit wet when he said it.
The no. flesh.
Oh, you boy. Say? Oh, boy.
Are you looking up memes, Steve?
Watching the show.
You're watching the show? Hey, thanks, man. One more viewer. I appreciate you.
Stack those numbers, man.
Yep, stack those numbers. Is that why there's like 200 people with laptops? Carno Lesbian Travis wants to know, Ford has already experienced unexpected betrayal in his past from Sabian. Remember Sabian? Mm-hmm. How has that shaped his feelings and reactions regarding Yasha seemingly turning on the party?
Didn't shape him well.
Right.
Didn't shape him fondly towards Yasha. Yeah, Ford's not a fan at the moment. He looked deep into those multicolored eyes, and they looked right back and grinned.
Yeah.
Don't trust that shit. Don't trust it! She knew what she was doing. Who is Yasha? Who is the Orphan Maker? I ask you, Brian, do you know? Because I don't.
I do.
You do?
I was like, I think Brian actually does.
Oh, shit, that's true.
She came to me one day with a binder. It was amazing. She came to me one day with a binder after weeks and weeks and weeks of being stressed and, like, going through ideas and, well, maybe I could play one of these characters I played on Force Grey, you know, like that kind of a thing. And I was like, no, I feel like you've got something. It's just don't let the time crunch. And then she came to me with this binder. And she had done all this research on all kinds of different stuff for all these different websites and stuff. There's a bunch of them out there. And there's a ton of them. It's not like when we were kids. And it blew me away. It blew me away. She had a lot of threads. It was cool. It was cool. Because she created Pike in such a rush, you know, to join and to get into everything. And she really like mapped out and did so much research, and so much of it we haven't even touched on yet. And I'm like, how the fuck? Anyway, show's over soon.
I don't know how she's gonna find her way back in because
she's an NPC right now, basically.
Yeah, she's mine.
She's yours.
Oh, mm-hmm. She's mine,
man.
Oh, don't like it.
She's mine. Little Moulin Rouge. Yeah.
It's good.
Moulin Rouge?
Yeah.
Was that the sequel to Mulan?
That's the end of the song. She is mine.
Yeah.
The musical fans get it.
Didn't they make that into a live action, Steve?
It's Nicole Kidman.
Matt, wait, did you answer?
I'm disappointed in all of you. Even you two, who said nothing.
About what?
No, they were telling sweet. Did you get to answer that? Did you feel like you answered that?
Yes. No. Yeah. She's not coming back in without a fight.
Yeah.
Scanlan thought he could come back in campaign one and it would all be cool in the game. It wasn't.
Well, that's because you guys love Terry so much.
Terry's pretty great.
Yeah, Terry's pretty great.
I miss him. I miss him every day. So I miss Doty too.
Doty misses you.
Thank you.
Terry?
Oh?
Don't do it to me, Mercer. Don't do it. Not on the anniversary of Molly's death.
Oh, no.
No, that's not today, is it?
Not today.
It's coming up, isn't it?
It's coming up, but it's not today. Every single Critical Role for the past like 3 weeks, I've seen tweets that are like, this is the anniversary. And I'm like, no, guys, this is a very easy Google search.
It's roughly around now. Mm-hmm. It's nice. The birth of our child also heralds the death of one of our characters.
That's true.
That's true.
Out with the old, in with the new.
No.
Kidding.
Another character.
Wow.
I am showing Ronan this episode, and when he turns 25. Matt.
Yes.
Ordinary Gatsby wants to know.
What's up, Gatsby?
Ordinary Gatsby. That's cool. Gatsby. A man of the people, really.
Yes.
What would have happened if the group had not taken a long rest and kept pushing? Was Oban just hanging back, or would they have gotten to the tomb a day before him?
Oban was essentially letting them do the work for him. If they hadn't rested, he was still in the vicinity, just watching and waiting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very much kind of got there early and wanted to see if you guys could handle some of the shit for him. So. Wouldn't have mattered so much. You just would have gone into that battle with a lot less prepared, and probably would have been
fucked.
You know, shifted to a much more we got to run type scenario.
Yeah. He got there early and got some dope lawn seats. Was he invisible in one of those rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
Son of a bitch. Yeah.
He wasn't like around you guys, but in the chamber because he has wings, he could fly. When you guys were in the bridge chamber. He was kind of watching from the distance while you guys were sleeping.
Why didn't he show? Was he not dressed? Why didn't he show himself then? Was he not dressed?
Because he wanted to go in and...
He's modest.
Oh, okay.
Run the House of Horrors.
I don't like it.
He can turn invisible.
You don't like it? Yeah, I don't like it
either. How do you detect an invisible person?
There's
detect invisible. It's a spell. It's only in... It's one of my homebrew ones.
Shut up.
It's on D&D Beyond.
MC Invisible is a spell.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I doubt I'll get it.
There's also Fairy Fire, which is helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah, Fairy Fire is cool.
Nobody
fairy
has
Fire
that.
Is cool. I don't think you can get that
thing.
One.
Wasn't really a druid thing. Yeah.
Is it only druids?
No. There are other classes.
I mean, they bards can could technically take it at some point.
I think bards
point.
Can oh, really? Able to take it. I believe there might be like
barbarians.
Some barbarians can take it third level. It's
yeah,
pretty
Grog
great.
Had Fairy Fire, remember?
Yeah,
you just throw up the Everclear and then hold a flame in front of it.
Oh, dude, I love that band.
Throw up the Everclear?
No. It's time for Cosplay of the Week. Yeah!
Yeah, Cosplay of the Week!
Wow. Perfect.
Steve!
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Our winner for this week was sent in by Kylie Knott at Kylie_Knott. Photos by Amy E. Coat by at Rez Beans. It's a little small, Rez Max. Beans.
That's okay.
Rez Beans, he's on the phone with his landlord. Let's take a look. We don't have it?
I'm still gonna work on it right now.
Oh, man.
Then we shall get it.
Danny, can you send it to me and I can hold my iPad up with the
Yeah, I can. Well, I mean, it's in your email.
Congrats to you, winner of the thing. You have won. Now this is cool. Look at that.
Oh,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Pride Dice Ball.
It's on the bottom too.
So and cool.
It's oh, it's Wenge. Ooh. This is the expensive one.
Yeah, it's a nice wood.
That's a rad.
I am so sorry. I will be taking this home tonight in honor of Pride. You can smell the price, and it's worth every single dime. My goodness.
I am going to, do you want me to go ahead and just, I can retweet it on the Tox account.
Yeah, go to the Tox account because you guys have to see this, and we'll edit it into the VOD before we put it up on YouTube. I think that's something we can do, right, guys?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm not an editor.
Steve says yes.
Yep, answer.
Cut the check. Wormwood is raffling off special Pride vaults at wormwoodgaming.com with all the proceeds going to the Trevor Project. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So right. Head to wormwoodgaming.com, buy some other stuff while you're there. Tell him Brian sent you and he's sorry about the fire.
Who's the winner of Cosplay of the Week?
Scroll back up, Max.
It's Kylie Knott.
Kylie_Knott.
Congratulations, Kylie Knott.
It's we'll get an this. Amazing Molly.
Ooh, Molly.
Oh no, I saw that picture online.
Yes.
Yeah, that one is
fantastic.
Soon.
Hell yeah, congrats. Well, the
it's
proper.
Retweeted on the Tox account.
There you go.
I'm pulling it right now.
Oh, we're pulling it
right. Oh, you're pulling it. Just let me know when you have it. And in the meantime, Travis is going to answer this question from Mark Alexander Plouffe.
Wow.
He sounds name. French. They sound French. Maybe sounds maybe legal. It's I know French.
No, you don't.
When I read it. Seeing the predicament you were in, Travis, were you preparing yourself to say goodbye to Ford?
Shit. Yeah. Yes.
For real, for real? Like you
No, 100%. Yeah, I thunderstepped out. But I'm my lonesome solo, sans Yasha, and was out of the chamber, and I didn't want to stand there like a fucking slapdick while Caduceus was getting hammered and Bo was getting hammered and Caleb was still in there, so I was like, well, team player, run back in. And then two of them were like, out. I was like, oh shit, oh no. I got too close again.
Yep.
And got wrecked. And if it wasn't for the relentless endurance and courageous acts of a Beauregard, that was all she
and
wrote.
Caleb, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Caleb, yeah. Yeah, no, I 100% did the math, like, and Taliesin was doing it with me across the table. He was going, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no, and I was like, nothing I got in this sheet in front of me is going to help this situation, so we'll see.
Yeah.
I came back in a little too close.
Pretty sure that was about when I started sobbing, and Vinny apparently at one point like went out of the room and then was about to come back in, saw me freaking out, and was like, "I'm gonna not walk in there."
Yeah.
Oh man.
We try not to disturb Danny during any of the episodes because you never know when it's gonna take a turn.
Yeah.
She likes to have space to, you know,
smash things,
act out, I understand.
Yeah.
I do all that internally.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told by, which one is it, Steve? Is it this one? Mm-hmm. I'm told that we have the cosplay of the week photo. Let's throw that up, Zach, if we can. There it is.
There it is.
So beautiful.
Wow.
Sorry, Kylie,
but we got it there.
Man, that is
You can
amazing.
See the links there for photographybybyamy.com.
Coat, holy
that
shit.
That coat is gorgeous.
So beautiful. And the coat was done by...
The coat was done...
Reza Beans on Instagram.
At Reza Beans.
R-E-S-A-B-E-A-N-S awesome. On Instagram.
Beans. Well done.
Wow, that is so
good.
Cool.
I'm so good, Molly.
I'm Damn so right. glad we're doing this giveaway. I miss the gifts, but there's still people are still out there making them. They're all out there on the internet, but this is I'm glad we get to highlight.
Yeah, me too.
Because it's photographers so and people skill. Who make costumes and the people posing. It's a lot of different people. Matt.
Yes.
Critical Bard has a question for you.
Critical Bard. I don't know.
Is this the same Critical Bard, like from Twitter, what makes the videos and has the amazing singing voice?
Yeah, he's incredible.
Good God. I can sing like that, I'm just shy.
No, none of us can sing like he can.
Sorry, buddy. He's going to hate me. Without divulging into specifics, shouldn't know, was there a plan if the Laughing Hand was never released, or was it inevitable for the sake of Yasha's departure?
No, there was a chance if they managed to pull the tablet away or interrupt. Basically, they had one full round to interrupt the ritual at the beginning, and they had some pretty cool ideas, but the dice were not with you guys in those attempts. It kind of sucked. And if they had managed to interrupt it, then it would have been a scenario of Oban trying to retrieve the tablet or trying to continue it again and keep his distance. And if he was unable to do so, or like the tablet was shattered, and they just prevented him from making it happen, then it would have been him trying to turn Yasha and then take the two of them out of there.
Yeah,
because he has an ability to do that, which you counterspelled the first time you encountered him.
That's right.
Oh yeah.
So it would have been a.
You should have done that this time.
Oof! Look, BWF.
He only calls me that when he's mad.
Yeah. I'm going to try and not freak out.
Oh, not the Twitch. Not the Twitch.
Dr. Banner.
Dr. Banner.
Oh, my God, two spell slots. Okay, I'm all right.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Thank you. I got it out.
Wait, do you always only have two spell slots?
Yes!
Yeah, it's a warlock, man.
Until like level 12 or something,
That's
and then I get another
I didn't
one.
Choose it when I,
A third one. And if one of my weapons goes away, there goes away that awesome bonus action Misty step. Like, not a lot to choose from. Have to be very sparing.
So you just get access to like super powerful stuff later, right?
Yeah, everything's like you cast it at the highest level, but I also get to get in there and give some like solid damage as well. So it's a give and take.
Yeah. And you get some of the great cantrips and special abilities. He can buff his own cantrips and stuff. So the warlocks, they have their skills. Their
good abilities. Choice, man. Hope your backup is just as good because.
Brian Foster.
Jeez.
It's true. I don't have one. I don't have a backup. I think I might be the only cast member who doesn't have a backup.
You better get a backup ready.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Oh. All right.
If your DM tells you better get a backup ready, and if I tell you.
It's just a good idea to have.
No, it is not a good idea. Nope. I don't want it.
I am a committed player. Right. I don't cheat on my characters.
I understand. Yeah, Ford would know.
Yeah, you would know if you were something quick. I'll just bring Chutney into the game and it'll be fine.
There you go.
Chutney.
Hell yeah.
And then we can kill him too.
Dude. I'm in, dude. Chutney for CR. Start the hashtag.
Yeah.
No. Or we could just do the hashtag kill Ford, I guess.
No!
Travis.
These are all very personal attacks against me.
I'm okay with it.
Well, you know.
Of course you are. You're a troll.
It's that time of year.
Troll? Me?
Genuine.
What?
What is naming your favorite rapper have anything to do with it? Aura Proea wants to know, Travis, That quiet my turn when carrying Beau over the bridge broke my heart, as did it a lot of us's. How does Ford feel about his first mate running back into danger to save him, especially since he felt before that the Mighty Nine would not risk themselves for his sake?
Oh, man. Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Like, feels closer to Beau than he ever has. And really the cementing of the fact that the group cares, right? I mean, right. You literally have a lumbering death machine walking towards you with arguably the single greatest damage dealer turned to the other side, walking your way with a wall of fire behind them, and you still risk yourself to pull somebody out that's on, like, death's door. Like, really, really cool. And it was not like a clean transaction for Beau. She was a microsecond away from just trading places with me.
Would you have done the same?
Yes, no, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I ran back in the room in the first place, was I was safe, but I didn't want to be that kind of a, I didn't want to be that kind of a player, and I also don't think that's how he would be. Like, okay, I got out. You're gonna come over this way, right? Go in and fucking help. Get your hands dirty, right? Mm-hmm. Which is what Beau did. But, I think Ford going back in was surprising, and seeing other people come back in for him was surprising, and it says a lot about where they are.
Yeah.
It also says a lot about the hurt that, like, Ford is going to be feeling towards Yasha for quite a bit. Quite a bit.
In that vein, let me ask you this. How does an episode like this make you a better player on the RP side?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well,
because you're put in a position that you guys weren't put in last campaign.
Yes.
With one of your player characters.
I feel like it establishes a debt, and I can only speak on my behalf.
Yeah.
Like, I owe a debt to Caleb and Beau. He's also been a little bit of a shit and not thinking that he mattered all that much, or that, you know, people serve a certain function in the group, and if you have a role and you step outside of it and you put the whole party at jeopardy, like, you may have to be sacrificed.
Yeah.
Right? But it wasn't just the whole party. I mean, it wasn't just Beau, it was the whole party. Like, not only did she almost die, the fucking doors almost didn't close.
Yeah.
That was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it adds a lot of weight. It also adds a lot of questions about why Ford is doing things the way he's doing them. What do you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe more to be explored, but it certainly adds permanence, which is something that is like a reoccurring thing with Ford, right? It's not
big
just
time.
Temporary. So yeah.
Yeah.
Cool shit that I didn't think would come out in that sort of a fight. I think I said to Sam somewhere, like halfway through that exchange, the hand was charging and all that other stuff, and I was like, I think we're good. I think we can get out of here. Because we had like, everybody was on the run. I was like, I'm gonna pop down and get Yasha, we'll be the fuck out, we'll shut the door, cool. And then she just refused, and then everything went.
Yeah.
And then it was just like emphatic beats and moments of like, oh, you don't know anything at any time, which is of course D&D, but
yeah.
I thought it was great for the group, just seeing like, they really fucking care about each other. They really don't want to lose her, and people still don't know anything about themselves.
Man, that's so true.
Right.
Yeah, 100%.
It's cool.
Same question, but for you as the DM, how does an episode like this week's, you know?
It's intense because it's a lot of buildup to it. This was, you know, because especially at the lower and mid levels, travel isn't quite as instantaneous. It's a journey to even get to a destination, and so the following of Oban through the barbed fields to even find this location, to go through multiple levels and dangers. Like, this was the first, like, extensive dungeon crawl of the campaign. It's just like a deep, deep-seated one. So that's its own challenge of buildup and trying to make it interesting without becoming repetitive or boring. To find, you know, what elements of lore can be woven in and to make it intriguing and mysterious and keep the players engaged. But then through all that, also wanting to see what elements of the story would be revealed as part of that experience.
Oh, yeah.
And hope the players enjoy it, really, is the main thing. There's only so much you can build as a dungeon master where you're like, I'm proud of this, and you have to sit back and go, but is it fun? You know, and it sucks. It, like,
it's so good.
Like there's a lot. As you know, as you run your home campaigns, there are things you're like, this is, I'm really proud of what I've built, but will my players enjoy it?
Yeah.
And sometimes, and the longer you've been with a player group or, you know, a majority of a player group, the better idea you have on what they enjoy and what they can engage with and such.
Yeah, you learn what makes people check out and, you know. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, the earlier groups, that's a bigger challenge too. So for me, this last episode was a culmination of a lot of things that I've been slowly working towards and building up and just hoping it goes well. Mm. And hoping it doesn't become super unfair. Because there's always a thing where you create something that's supposed to be super hard, especially a boss fight, towards the end of a huge dungeon, and you don't want the dice to go so poorly, or for the balance you had built to be so unbalanced that all of a sudden you end up destroying the party in a way that doesn't feel fun. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, if it's a good challenge and people fall, and death comes sometimes in these scenarios, and yet the players have to feel like that was a worthy challenge for me to fall in, or we almost got it.
Yep.
You know, that's a fine line you have to ride. They walk into a scenario and they feel like, oops, the balance wasn't tested on this, and we all just got wiped out because you made this way too hard and weren't paying attention. Or conversely, they're just rolling so bad that luck begins to end their stories prematurely. That's a real fear of these things too.
Oh
so,
my God,
I was surprised that and I will point out here too, the series of tactics to take out Oban. Like the things that lined up to make that happen. I wasn't expecting him to be taken out that early. I wasn't expecting him to be taken out really at all because he has a good fly speed.
Yeah, I wonder.
He was going to be, once he got the hand in there as a distraction, he was going to be staying above and out of the fray. And especially with the previous experience of being dispelled by you, he was going to keep a distance from Ford.
Oh, smart.
And just he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
So that repeated actions that all lined up, like the right initiative order, to allow these things to pile and not allow him an opportunity to really escape that scenario. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, well done. You guys earned that bit. That was fun.
Two is now one.
Yeah.
And one is fucking terrible.
Yeah, if it was the two of them, it would have been you gotta run.
Can we just compliment the sick fucking buildup of that dungeon? Because going through large, dark, cavernous spaces and all sorts of things you can't see and only hear, and like the imagery of the statues and everything that was leading up to it, I wouldn't have been surprised if there was some giant, curled up, crazy Tarrasque in some big ass room. But then actually getting in there and there just being a coffin with chains over it, I was like, oh, this is probably much worse. It's just this little thing. And I'm like, well, okay, cool. Then he starts reading the tablet. I'm like, well, that's going to take a hot minute. And one of the changes is like, pink. And we're like, well, stop it, read the tablet! Stop it! And then we're like, all right, focus on the devil. He steps out, and it's basically Doomsday from the Superman comics.
Yeah.
And oh God, when he jumped from the lower level to the upper level and was like, whoosh, we're like, get the fuck out!
Oh my God.
It was so much worse than you could have imagined. Cut it, a mouth open. Fucking Mercer.
Travis and the Haunted House.
Damn it, Giggle Fist.
I'm proud of Giggle Fist. It's perfect.
Back to the questions. Mm-hmm. That was a good little sidebar, though. Thank you for indulging me. JRC Bandit. Matt, did you find it amusing that the party forgot to ask Oban about opening the demon portals to the abyss when Oban asked the party why they were even chasing him?
Yeah, I was wondering why that wasn't pursued, but, you know.
If you had smarter players, it would have been?
Well, they had other things on their mind.
That's true. Wait. Oh, God. I'm an idiot. Did we establish that Oban was the one that was doing all that shit?
Travis.
Oh, sweetie.
All around me.
It was Yasha.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go.
Sure, it was Yasha.
Now everything's going to be.
Y'all found out about the meeting was because the material was in the abyssal anchor.
Yeah, the device.
So Jester scryed on that material, saw the blonde dude. And that's how y'all found out about the meeting at the place.
Sorry, I probably would have put all that together. I'm still so traumatized by a giant laughing wound death machine running at us and our friend betraying us.
A near believable excuse.
About the little, the little
rift makers.
We've
been going through that dungeon for like a month.
Yeah, that was
three in a row? Three games in a row? Four in a row.
I think it was four in a row total, including that final battle.
I think so, yeah.
I watched every other episode.
I think I was literally underground
so
for like a month.
I honestly had not thought about those little rift things.
It doesn't surprise me that y'all had forgotten about it because it was so long from when that scrying happened and y'all had that decision to, and y'all had that meeting with the Bright Queen and everything.
Yeah.
Because y'all had to, because y'all found him in the meeting house.
Oh, yeah.
And then y'all had to fucking chase him across the field. And you had to go to Bazazan, and then you had to fucking go through the temple, through the tomb. It's no wonder that you get there and you're like, wait, why are we doing this?
Yeah.
It's like eight weeks.
Yeah.
From when you.
That's
and also,
months.
Let me just tell the folks at home that are playing the drink every time Danny says y'all game, just go to bed.
Yeah. Call an Uber. Call a Lyft.
Call a Lyft.
You're at somebody's house.
Hey, y'all.
Go to bed. Love you, Danny. I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. I mean, she
just got back from Memphis.
She can, yeah, I know. It's, what happens to me if I go up to Central California, I come back saying hella. Mm-hmm. You ever catch yourself saying hella, Max?
Hella time, all the time.
Hella time,
all the time? Wow.
Week off. It's doing wonders.
Okay.
Start killing llamas and all sorts of shit.
We are loose. Hey, did you answer that to the full extent of your Dungeon Master abilities?
I think so.
Okay.
That's a good answer.
Travis?
That's good.
Oh, you know what? Whenever we find out what that anniversary is of Molly's passing, let's go ahead and send some flowers to Ashley Birch. And I want the card to say, Ashley, on the one-year anniversary of Molly's death, thank you for being in my favorite episode of this campaign, Brian. She doesn't watch the show.
No.
Actually, don't put Brian, just put from everyone at Critical Role.
You do not speak from us.
From all of us here.
You do not speak for the trees.
We saw her the week before last, and it is fresh in her memory.
It is. Every time I see her, I ask her about it, and I'm like, do you still get tweets? And she's like, yeah, I always know when someone catches up on that episode because I'll get a tweet. She's like, I either get a really like condolences type tweet, like sorry you had to be there for that, or she's like, I get some fuckboy, you know.
Oh man.
But yeah, it is still fresh. She did great. And at Gen Con last year. Oh, and Kari. Yeah, that was a great one.
That was great. I'm glad it was Ashley. Man, the circumstances that all led to Molly's death, it was such a I knew it was going to be a hard, just like last night, I knew it was going to be a hard encounter. It was meant to be one of those, like, you know, real, real tough fights. Probably have to run. You know, it's a teaching fight. It's like it's a lesson. That's occasionally, you have to come at things very tactically, or you really have to bide your time and be smart about it. And
can't go in all fluff or nutter.
Things, things went really poorly that episode.
Off the flame, man.
And. Because Ashley's such a great person and a great role player and lean into it, I don't think any of us knew where it was going to go. And then when it hit, there was just such I was in the moment already, just with Taliesin, focused on Taliesin, going, oh God, oh right. It's been a while since this has happened. And then I look up and realized, oh, Ashley, welcome.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, Ronan was less than a month old and we were screaming at the TV. God. We were like, get out of there! Get the fuck out! And then just standing in the living room, like staring at it, going,
no,
oh my God.
No,
oh
no.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh man.
Not okay.
It was amazing.
Not okay.
It was amazing. It was great.
We lost a Molly, but we gained a Sue Molly.
Yes. Oh, Sue Molly was so good.
Sue Molly.
But what you were saying about the timing of those events, and then having Sue Molly come in right after with just this beam of light after all this darkness.
Oh, she was this wonderful bomb on the wound.
That's really still part of probably my favorite sort of arc of the campaign.
Yeah,
so far.
it was really, and it's very different from the rest of it. Like it's such a unique beat in everyone's story. Man.
Again, though, born out of you two having been indisposed. And you know what I mean? So in some ways, it's kind of interesting how those moments create, you know, other threads and stuff.
Unexpected opportunities for.
I guess you're welcome.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying that, you son of a bitch.
Just kidding.
Shut the fuck up and answer this question from Miss Sad Panda.
He's gonna
gonna kill me for sure next episode. I'm gonna trip and fall on a fucking falch.
Mimic
Yasha's
war.
Gonna die.
You swallowed it too quickly, Ford. Travis, Miss Sad Panda wants to know, what was going through Ford's mind when Yasha replied, "I heard you," after nearly killing him?
Well, like two things, right? Is it sweet? Flower pressing Yasha peeking out through being controlled and saying, "I heard you, but Yasha's not home right now," or is it real Yasha coming forward and going, "Yeah, I heard you. I don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
I think it's the latter.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, she doesn't know who she was like the whole first half of her life or longer. She had a wife. Okay, cool. What about all that shit beforehand? Why do they call you the Orphan Maker? How much of your life do you not know? She's evil. She's evil.
I'm giving you my poker face so I don't give away.
It's a giveaway. Anything, even though you're trying to scare him. It's a good poker face.
Continue.
He's doing his poker face, like a Foster's poker face. It's pretty good.
Oh my God, guys,
It just cut to you, too.
It's hard to look at you.
Thanks, Brian.
Travis, I don't think it's hard to look at you.
Yours is good. You do that when we play poker. He does that face. But it's weird because he has so much makeup on when we play. Matt, Customer Delight wants to know,
yes.
Considering that Laura / Jester has brought up that Oban hadn't seen her prior to the initial sending contact, how did he know who she was?
For that one, it was more of a... He didn't really know who she was, but he assumed, given the circumstances, that first off, he knew that whoever's contacting him didn't understand what he was doing.
Yeah,
the information was off, and given what had just transpired, and at the time his bodyguard had been killed, and he had to flee to continue his path, he knew someone was after him. Though unaware of how much they knew enough to try and bluff their way into his matters.
Yeah.
And he kind of pieced the two together. And whether or not you know something about somebody, it's a power play to still say you do. You know, there's something about trying to turn back onto somebody who thinks they're in a position of power and go, "Oh no, I understand exactly what you're doing." And if you can play that off, even if you have no idea, that's enough to shake them and put you back in a position of power. And so for him, it was just a power play with a modicum of information he had and an assumption as to who it could or was most likely casting the spell.
He had a bodyguard? That's right.
Yes,
the hobgoblin.
We don't know who he worked for, what he was doing or why. I mean, we know what he was doing, but we don't know anything.
Who does number two work for?
He melted into a pile of goo.
Yeah, y'all got nothing out of that.
You do have other threads to follow, other elements in that story that are woven to pursue, and your own personal stuff to follow, and people have some other ideas. This next episode is going to be you guys figuring out what you want to do next.
Oh, totally. There's a ton of stuff to do. God damn. Okay. Cool.
You got this.
You got time to think about this. Do you know what we have time for?
What?
Fan art of the week.
Fan art of the week! Art dad!
Art daddy!
Oh, it says nice on them puppers.
Look at that tail, waggy wag.
You're the bestest buddy. Boy that's ever lived. Hey, this week's fan art winner for Campaign 2, Episode 69, nice, was sent in by Jason Jenkins at @son_ova_JAYJ. Let's take a look.
That's awesome.
See, yeah. That is not a picture of optimism. That is bad news.
Take us in there, Zach. Take us in there.
Yo, that's great.
So good, those eyes.
Man.
I'm scared.
Trouble. Yasha!
Wow. Wow.
Making fun of Jester.
Congrats to you, Jason. You have also won the Pride Vault.
Yeah.
It's Wenge.
Congratulations.
Oh, it's Wenge. Get it? Because they told me it's pronounced Wenge, the name. It's spelled Wenge. But they told me it's pronounced Wenge. Oh. But it's Pride, so it's Wenge.
There you go.
Nice.
Like
Wenge.
So remember, Wyrmwood is raffling off the special Pride vaults at wyrmwoodgaming.com with all proceeds going to the awesome Trevor Project. And remember, you can enter our weekly contest to win cool, free, good-smelling shit like this by visiting critroll.com.
Whoa.
Submit.
I can't abide to any of this.
It makes too many turns.
There's just too much wiggle.
Too much wiggle? You can never have too much wiggle. Rules for our contest are available at critroll.com. Moving on.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
Travis.
Uh-huh.
Sit there quietly while Matt answers this question from It's Your Go Regard.
Ooh.
Was the Angel of Irons cult backstory a collaboration with Ashley, or did she just say there's a period of time she has no memory of and left it for you to come up with?
It's the latter. She said there was a period of time that she doesn't recall in her life, and as a gift to any dungeon master for that. So she's been discovering aspects of her story along with the rest of you.
Well, Travis Willingham.
What? I'm sitting here listening to the answer respectfully.
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a likely story.
Mm-hmm. It's a likely story indeed. Travis, Rachel Klein wants to know, do you think Ford will be more harsh with his feelings about Yasha because he not only wasted a precious spell slot to try and help her escape, but also because he was the closest to dying at her hand?
Yes! Yes! Unequivocally, yes! Oh, yes, Rachel Klein! You understand me? I understand you! We are one! Yes! I only got two of those bitches! It was the last one! I zoomed in, she said, nope, foomp, and then almost killed me!
Oh, boy.
Yes, he will be harsh.
What are you drinking, dude?
I don't know. It burns my lips,
I'm
though.
I'm crying. Oh, Matt.
It was a bad sequence of events.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
It was tough.
I don't want another episode like this for a while. I want smut.
Same.
Matt.
Yes?
Senshi of the Wild wants to know. The dungeon the players have made their way through these past few episodes is honestly incredible.
Pinching your face.
Boys.
Which part were you most looking forward to the party coming across?
Oh, man. I was really looking forward to the bridge sequence. That one, because I don't want every challenge to just be who can do the most damage and who has the most hit points. Sometimes it's just finding weird ways to challenge other skill sets and pieces of, you know, player ingenuity. And that bridge challenge was just a fun thing to come up with. That and the whole like chasm filled with just endless gibbering mouther was creepy. Yeah. And kind of a bit of a hint or a precursor as to what was to come.
Mm-hmm.
The mirror chamber also. I was excited both for the setup and being able to use actual like mirrors in the battlefield. But I just like the idea of you know, reflections turning on you.
Yeah.
And that was kind of the inspiration for that. Yeah, and right. So, you know, having like dark reflections of the characters that would pull them into the space where they'd be separated from the rest of the group. And then it becomes a puzzle of trying to figure out in real time, you know, how to try and get in to pursue them. You know, what are the dynamics of this strange mirror universe doorway thing? For me, it was a lot of fun to try and come up with unique takes on dungeon challenges, things that kind of lean more to classic old school D&D, where each chamber had its own unique puzzle to it. So those two, I was probably the most excited for.
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot how cool that room was. Who was the first person to get pulled through a mirror?
Yasha.
That was Yasha.
Yep. Wow. Getting on the inside and then smashing back into the mirror, thinking if we get right back out and it just like cracked on the ground.
We're
like, oh fuck.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, that was some good times.
Good room.
Let's see, there's a few more I want to get to. Travis, Caleb isn't on fire, wants to know, this is one of my side accounts. Is Ford more worried about the Mighty Nine releasing the Laughing Hand upon the world or the Bright Queen's reaction to their failure?
The Bright Queen's reaction to their failure. Okay. the Laughing Hand.
Do you think the ramifications will be bigger?
Well, look, Ford and I both do not know if the Laughing Hand like grows larger with each given day. You know, so, I mean, it is a thing that was moving and it was taking some damage and taking it relatively well, but like, if there were 50 warriors around it, maybe they stand a chance, or even 200 or an army. Like,
yeah.
If you ring the bell and send it in the direction of the thing, even though it was locked up by gods before, not mm-hmm. promising, you know, maybe containable. But we're on fucking like borrowed, favored time.
True.
We do not belong here. Mm-hmm. We are guests because our wizard decided to go like, hey, we got the thing that you worship. And they were like, I just feel like they are watching us and scrying on us and spying on us and doing all this shit. And they're like, yeah, they get the VIP pass as long as they don't step out of line or do anything weird. Ugh. This is bad.
Yeah, I agree.
It's very, very bad. So yes, I am far more concerned with how the Bright Queen and the Council and all those other repeating life sons of bitches are gonna look down on the Mighty Nine having like unleashed this thing.
Is Ford still upset with Caleb about the dodecahedron thing? Giving it up?
No.
Just you?
I don't think so. Just me. I don't think so. Ford has control issues.
Oh, no shit.
You think?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah.
I am shocked. Yeah.
I know, Danny, I'm glad you're sitting down. I'm glad you're seated.
I am amazed that we got through to such a level of comprehension and understanding.
Took us 100
on this here Talks Machina episode
episodes.
69.
Calls me a troll.
I learned it from watching you.
Oh, there you go. Learned it from the best. Matt.
Yes.
R. Perini wants to know, what was the trick to the zombie hearts? Was there a trick to the zombie hearts?
This is all I want to know.
Okay, fair enough. No, it was purely random. Some of them had enchanted hearts, some of them didn't. Hmm. So for each one that died, essentially, there was, when it was beginning to die, I'd roll a dice and just see if it was like, I think it was on a D6. If it was a one or two, it had one.
Oh, shit.
And so usually it was just like a little quick off to the side when someone was doing their turn. They're attacking it, it's probably going to die this turn. I'd just go ahead and just make a note of it. Or I'd mark it next to them, and then when that did die, I'd let them know if it happened
chaos.
Or not.
I love it.
Which is why when it was the mass destroy undead, I was like, okay, so I'd say about a third to a fourth of those would drop something. I'd forgotten that it was destroy undead now, and so it was just like so many zombies just disintegrating at once. I was like, all right, yeah, there's a few of them. But you only have one round to return it to the center pedestal right. Before they go inert again.
We didn't count on that part. Yeah. Oh, it's over there. We'll go get it in a second.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it was like before it came back to the zombie's turn, you had to get that heart and get it into the pedestal. Otherwise, it just became a regular heart and you had to go retrieve a new one.
Wow. Shit.
Well, F.
It was fun.
This episode had everything except for smut.
Except for
Brian,
smut.
You can find that online. Real easy.
I know. I'll just Google smut when.
Oh,
I get
I've seen
home.
Some. I saw some unexpected and well-drawn smut last week on Twitter.
Greg Miller showed me some Jetsons porn.
What?
Hey, oh, by the way, I went up to Kind of Funny yesterday and did a little interview with Greg Miller. He asked me some questions, and it's up on their YouTube. Kind of Funny Gaming. They're great dudes. We love them. So
yeah, they're awesome.
Thanks for having me up, guys. It was a blast. I hope I'm not spoiling anything from one of their podcasts, but they were talking about Jetsons fan art. They pulled a lot of it up on a very big screen.
I don't think that spoils anything. I think
there's Jetson smut out there, guys. Yeah. But there's none for this episode. Travis, Darian Greenlee, considering the Wild Mother is offered in protection, how does Ford feel about traveling to the Anvil for answers regarding LH?
Stoked about it.
Okay.
Super stoked about it. I don't know what the fuck the Anvil is. I don't know anything
it's
about Caduceus.
Band.
I want to learn more. We'll be lobbying heavily next game to go there with the quickness.
Yeah.
And maybe not drop a little note with the Bright Queen. Get the fuck out. deal with it later. No, no, no. We'll leave a message. It'll be fine. We'll leave a post-it somewhere.
Whatever you guys want to do. It's your story.
Yeah. But what is the anvil? Where is it? How far away is it? What does it have? More Wild Mother, please. Yes, all those things.
More Wild Mother, please.
Yeah.
I want more Wild Mother.
Anything that's not Uk'otoa, thank you very much.
I want more Caduceus backstory, too.
Yeah.
You can still go back and talk to Uk'otoa. You still just got one more orb.
I don't want to. No. Uk'otoa took my shit for like a whole half a day.
Ooh, could Uk'otoa took my shit be our next bumper sticker? Like the Traveler? The Traveler is my co-pilot. Uk'otoa took my shit.
It's pretty great.
People be waiting outside of your car when you come out of the Denny's and they're like, can I just ask what? And you're like, gotta look it up.
Yeah, Google it.
Yep, gotta look.
Get caught up.
Oh boy.
Use that smartphone.
Hey, you know what we didn't do?
What? Mm.
Stats.
Oh, fuck my stupid face. Hold on 1 second. Jesus Christ, I got so excited about the episode.
Crit Roll Stats. Brian, maybe not
stats.
So much, but.
Brought to you by my friends, my former friends at Crit Roll Stats. I'm so sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
We get to you now.
Yasha dealt 160 damage.
Woof.
110 of which was to her own party.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
80% of it was to Ford.
Thank you. Oh God, I felt every.
That was a Danny stat, not confirmed by Crit Roll Stats.
Ford got his 50th natural 20.
Yeah.
A wisdom save to get across the bridge.
Thank you for that. Thank you. Yep. 50 of them. I feel strongly about that.
What size shoe do you wear?
13.
Do you want to try my shoes on?
Nope.
Are you sure?
Oh, please don't.
What Matt, what size shoe do you wear?
I 11.
Wear a these are a 10 and a half.
Yeah, I'll try on a 10 and a half. Here, I bet these will.
There's too much foot on this channel.
So Rachel Romero and Ed Lopez said that I am an honorary Mexican because I got these shoes. Because they said these are like Mexican dad shoes.
And
I was so stoked I started crying right before the show.
Because
there's, I got
the
him
jelly
for episode,
is particularly epic.
It's not a jelly soul, dude. No, you're is. Jelly of these
I'm sorry,
souls.
You're not the Cinderella that we hoped you'd be.
Sorry you have, sorry you
I'm one of the fucking meal. Sisters, yep. I'm back.
Sorry.
We don't fit on my butt!
Stop the meal!
Did you just watch that this weekend? Is that why you were fresh in your mind?
If it's a Disney movie, don't count it out.
That's true.
True facts.
Hey, that's all the time we have for tonight, folks. This was a good episode. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having
man.
Us.
I finally came to about an hour before the show. Matt
Welcome.
And I got Daniel Sloss last night.
Yeah, he got us pretty slossed.
He got us a little slossed. Funniest man alive. Mm. Thank you, Matt and Travis. Episode 70 is this Thursday. We are back, baby. Don't forget to love each other. Don't forget to get a shirt while it's still July and the proceeds go to the Trevor Project. After that, they go towards my shoe collection. Just kidding. Don't worry, it's almost Thursday. Stay tuned, my friends, and remember, creepy ain't a crime. But Travis's little squinty eyes are.
Oh, jeez.
Good night.
Thank you for listening to Tox Machina on the Critical Role Podcast Network. If you like this episode, please drop a review on iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tox Machina airs live on Twitch at twitch.tv/Critical Role on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. We'll see you next time.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.